Thanks so much, Greg. I'm backstage with Nick Pond. Nick, it's wonderful to meet you.
It's great to meet you, too.
So you're about to step on stage to sing the demanding tenor role in Carl Orff's Carmina Burana. Could you tell our listeners about the animal and the scenario you depict in your big solo?
The tenor solo in this piece is a depiction of a swan that is roasting on a spit.
That seems so brutal somehow.
This whole scene is about a tavern. So there's a lot of drunkenness, a lot of debauchery, and I think it's kind of the comic relief in the piece. The first half is so fantastical, and there's a lot of serious talk there, and there's a lot of serious talk in the third part about love. And this is the fun part.
Fun for everybody in the tavern except for you, it sounds like.
Pretty much. I mean, I think I fed everybody, but I was the source of the fun.
Okay. That role is so high. A lot of tenors sing it falsetto. Do you do that?
I don't. One of the things that I do is I sing it full voice. I really feel that the reason Orff set it so high is because it's supposed to sound excruciating and dramatic. I mean, he's in anguish.
Will you be sitting on stage with the baritone and the soprano?
Actually, I'm in the choir loft, which is going to be fun because it puts me up and allows me to tell the story to the audience from a very high platform.
You're a young tenor and your repertoire is still evolving. You are very active on social media. You tweet, you Instagram, you blog, and you also have a lot of your videos and recordings available directly from your website and your blog site. Tell me why it's important for you to connect to people directly like that.
I think in this day and age, it's so important for artists to be accessible because we have to reach a wider and wider audience. And this music really is for everybody. And as musicians, we are people who bring communities together and heal and meditate and enjoy and have fun and entertain. So I try and stick with that with the blog. But I also feel that this music remains relevant today and is so important today because it touches on all of these themes that are timeless, it seems. I think it's important to talk about those things and to get people to understand that it's important to experience a piece by Benjamin Britten, The War Requiem, for instance, in a day and age like now, because things have not changed enough since then.
No, they haven't. But we are so looking forward to hearing you sing on the second half of today's concert. Thanks so much, Nicholas, for spending time with us.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited about it. Enjoy.
Bye-bye.